Yeah, freak out, yeah, February 5th, yeah, that's the date that sticks in my mind, yeah, you know why? Because on February 5th, at Boulder Station, at the Pitts Lounge, you're gonna be listening to Hacksaw Jim Duggan, yeah, telling some of his wild stories from back in the day, yeah, and Mach will be there because he knows there'll be some stories about the one and only Macho Man Randy Savage. Ooh, yeah. Don't miss it.
Vegas Bad Boy of Podcasting is an entertainment-based wrestling program. The opinions shared are that of the host and their guest. Some celebrity voices are impersonated and usually well. This program is not intended for kids and certain adults. Listener's discretion is advised. You have been warned. Now let's get ready to podcast.
Yeah, welcome to another edition of Vegas Bad Boys of Podcasting. I'm DJ Impact, and I'm kind of solo today because this is sort of a special edition podcast. We have Sin City Steve that's out there on the Jericho Cruise, and we wanted to get some information on how things are looking, how everything is sounding, the excitement and everything. So we're going to go right into him, and then after that, I'll tell you a little bit about what we have coming up in the Vegas area in about 2 weeks, okay? Or probably a little less from now. So, Sin City Steve, how's things?
I'm doing well. How you guys doing?
Man, doing fine. Tell us, what's been going on? A lot of us is jealous because you're having all the fun and excitement, seeing the pictures and everything, and we're putting it on our IG and Facebook. But tell us, what's been going on? What have you seen so far? What's up and coming? What is it about?
Oh, man, it's been crazy. We were docked all day at the Bahamas. We chose to just go onto the shore and kind of explore. Took in some of the nice drinks on shore, if you will.
Yes.
And so that was a lot of fun today.
Yes.
And last night we had some good matches that came out.
Oh, okay.
And It was really cool. They're actually about ready to be taping Dynamite here in about 10 minutes. And so that'll be solid, man. You've got the number one contenders match between Pac and Moxley.
Okay.
You've got the six-man match between Jurassic Express and Jericho, Santana, and Ortiz. You've also got the tag team championships being decided between SCU putting their championships on the line against Hangman Page and Kenny Omega. It should be an amazing show, which of course will be airing on Wednesday. So peeling the curtain back a little bit, this is Tuesday, so
yeah,
they are recording this a day early. So that way, in the event any kind of craziness, everything's kind of as much of a controlled environment as possible.
Yeah.
All of the wrestling is on the top deck of the boat. You'll be able to see the sky. You'll be able to see the amazing atmosphere.
Yeah.
When we were out last night, we were really impressed. We saw them building the stage earlier today. It's pretty impressive. It's unlike anything that I've ever seen, and I can't wait to be a part of it. And yeah, it'll be a good show.
Let me ask you this: I saw pictures. Apparently, Fozzie already did their performance there, right?
Yeah, they're actually performing like three times on board the Cruise of Jericho.
Okay,
so they performed once already. They've got a couple more performances slated to go. The first performance actually kicked us off, and that was what was going on when we pulled away from the shore. So
okay.
Jericho kicked off his own cruise, which was awesome. All sorts of things going on this cruise. So many photo ops, autographs, meet and greets.
Yeah.
And it's an amazing fan experience. I really urge everyone to take advantage of it, especially because as Chris Jericho himself announced during the Fozzie performance, as we were pulling away from the dock, February 1st through the 5th of 2021, Chris Jericho's Rockin' Wrestlin' Rager at Sea, Part 3, the triple whammy, will be coming to you from the Atlantic Ocean. We're going to be doing it all again next year, so make plans to be there if you possibly can. Yeah.
I might have to make plans myself to be there, you know?
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah, man. All of us Vegas bad boys need to be there.
Let me ask you, I mean, have you just seen wrestlers just walking around the ship and everything, and you can just walk up to them?
Brother, yeah, yeah. They've all been receptive, obviously, except for MJF. But you know, that guy is the best heel in the business today. So
absolutely.
You can't really hate on that.
Yeah.
Last night, actually, Monday night, they started the karaoke proceedings, and they're going to be doing that every night this cruise. And we happen to bear witness to John Moxley, of all people, busting out an amazing version of Sweet Caroline.
Oh wow!
We had it was awesome.
Yeah.
We had Joey Janela busting out with some TNT from AC/DC.
Okay.
You had Marco Stunt, who was showing off his vocal range. He's actually a really skilled singer. I was thoroughly impressed.
Yeah.
And of course you had SCU, of course, busting out California Love. How apropos.
Wow.
It was phenomenal. I mean, everybody's been so receptive.
Yeah.
Obviously you've got most of the AEW roster on board, but you've also got legends like you've got Scott Hall on board. Ric Flair will be on board actually here shortly. You've got Victoria, you've got and everybody that you could imagine that's not inked to a WWE deal is here on the show and on the cruise.
Yeah.
It's dare I say, a once-in-a-lifetime event, but they're doing it annually now, so it's a once-in-a-year event.
Yeah.
And something, like I said, I urge everybody to take advantage of.
That's awesome. Now, let me ask you, did anyone get hurt? And the only reason why I asked that, I looked at the picture. There's a big concert stage. Then you have the ring. Then I saw the pool.
Yep.
So did anyone get hit? You know, no. I'm like, wait,
DJ. Now, as of right now, I'm knocking on wood, but as of right now, no one's been injured. But now that you say that, someone's going to fuck up and they're going to be royally fucked.
Yeah.
So, thanks.
Yeah, well,
I'm putting this squarely on you.
You know what? Yeah, go ahead. I'll take that. I mean, I saw that and I was like an OSHA manager, man, looking at that picture going, no, no, you need to push that ring closer to the stage. You know?
Right?
But I like the setup.
They built up the walkway. They built up the walkway from the Fozzy or from the main concert stage, I should say.
Okay.
To the ring. They did that earlier today.
Gotcha.
So, and it's a free for all on the seating. Obviously there's not really very much in the way of seating, but, it's all mainly standing room only. You've got, a second deck and even an observation deck all the way at the top. So yeah, it should be quite a sight for sure.
Wow. Well, thanks for the insight. If people want to continue to see what's going on, you guys will keep posting pictures onto our IG and Facebook so we can feel like we are part of the cruise and everything. So definitely keep doing that because, you know, we love to see all of those pics that are coming through. And
Hell yeah, man.
Yeah, and we also know now to put in our calendars for next year because it's already now been said it's going to happen again, so that's important to know. Start saving now. We got a year to go.
Without a doubt, man. And obviously, it bears saying we in the Bahamas. I ran into Vicky and Shaw Guerrero, friends of the show.
Yes,
and I mentioned that we were with the Vegas Bad Boys, and they were ecstatic to meet us.
Yes.
Ecstatic to meet myself and the group that I'm with.
Yes.
And it was It was a great time. So I'm sure that I'm going to meet other people that have been on the show.
Yeah.
And keep your eyes peeled to our social media, as we're going to be posting photos as we make contact with those people once more.
Right. Awesome. Well, we're going to let you go, man. We know Dynamite is getting started and everything. I know it's going to be a great show. But when you get back on the mainland, we want to really get a full recap of everything for the entire 5 days. And, you know, because we know it's going to be a lot more stories and maybe interviews, run-ins, whatever that you have on the ship. So thanks for letting us know what's going on, man. You know, we appreciate it.
Yeah, without a doubt. Without a doubt, DJ. Take it easy, man.
No doubt. Thank you, Steve, for that. I tell you, man, it looks like he's really having a blast out there on the cruise. And just remember, guys, hey, we're going to be out there next year, right? We, as in Bad Boys, and you, the listener, listening to this, let's just pack the cruise, you know? Let's just have a great time. I'm just going to spend just a few moments to talk about the big sort of week that's going to be coming up in Las Vegas. And it's a wrestling week, if you want to say that. It's the first week of February, so I guess you could say the Super Bowl week. And all this happens after the Super Bowl, of course. Impact Wrestling will be in Vegas that Friday, that Saturday, and possibly Sunday night. So that's looking like the dates, maybe the 7th, 8th, and the 9th. And then WWE NXT will also be in Las Vegas that Saturday night as well. Leading up to that, though, we're going to have two Hall of Famer legends, the Million Dollar Man, Ted DiBiase, and Hacksaw Jim Duggan. Now, they will kind of be here throughout the week in Las Vegas, just kind of hanging around and really just taking the opportunity to try a different craft, a craft with stories, with doing podcasts, with participating in shows, different things that's going to be happening while they're in town. And the good thing about it is that if you missed them one day, you could check them out another day. And the best way to find that out is to continue to go on our site, on our IG and Facebook, and we will definitely let you know where they will be during that week. You can also go to their own Instagram, Jim Duggan's and Ted DiBiase, because they're also logging those events into their sites. Now, what's really great, as you guys know, we do a live show pretty much every month. We didn't do one in January, but we are going to have one in February. And we've already completed 6 live shows at Boulder Station Casino, which we're very happy that they allow us to do our live podcast there. We've had a lot of great guests that come through. We have a lot of our day one fans that come through, and we really do appreciate all of them that do. But Hacksaw Jim Duggan will be our guest for February 5th, which is a Wednesday, 6 p.m. start time. And it will be inside Boulder Station Casino, inside at the Kix Lounge. So the Kix Lounge, if you haven't been inside, very easy to find. And we're going to have about a good 45-minute interview with him. And after he leaves, we're going to also continue that with a lot of our local wrestlers in the town that are building themselves to eventually get to, who knows, Impact or ROH or WWE. So you want to kind of hang around just so you can hear us talk with them as well. It's going to be a great show. We're asking everyone to come out, definitely if you're 21 years and over. Reason why? Because, of course, they sell drinks. In fact, sometimes we even have a drink that is available, a special drink just for that event that's available. And I'm not sure if we're going to do that this time. We got to figure out if we're going to have a special drink for Hacksaw. Nevertheless, if we do or not, there's all types of drinks there available at the lounge. And feel free to just sit back, relax, and watch us interview them as we get all types of information and stories that maybe you never got a chance to hear before. And again, what's so great about this is that it's free. So come on out, bring your friends and other people who you know who are in the wrestling community. You know, we're very happy to be able to do shows like this in You know, we often talk about just how big Vegas is growing so big that now we have two professional teams, a hockey and a football. Rumors are still going around about possibly getting an MLB and an NBA. I know soccer's also being looked at. So the city is really growing. And of course, what grows with that, you're going to get a lot of wrestling fans. And the proof is in the pudding, right? Because we got two wrestling shows that's going to be here that first week of February. Impact usually make a trip or two during the year. ROH sometimes usually do the same. WWE sometimes will do the same. I mean, listen, I've been here nearly, or I think a little bit over 15 years now. 15 years. And I'm going to tell you, when I first came out here, man, it was maybe possibly one WWE taping, and that was it. And the next year, maybe a house show, and that was it. So, I mean, it is really taken off. And so you got to definitely, when you see the opportunities to take advantage of what you're seeing growing, which is why we started a podcast here in Vegas, you know, you definitely want to be a part of it. And we want all the listeners, all of you who are listening, if you haven't had the chance to come to any of our live events, it's important that you do come, show up, enjoy, and have a good time, because we don't know how many more of these opportunities we will have. And it doesn't always matter on the guests. All the guests are great when we have them. If they're upcoming superstars, legends, or present, you just want to be in an environment with other wrestling fans where you can just sit and, you know, talk about other things that you see, get a good laugh on, maybe get a good drink, even if a bottle of water, if that's something you would like. And just be able to, what's a good word? Fellowship. I use a Christian term. Fellowship amongst your wrestling fans, okay? And you're not going to have too many times that you, or too many options you have out here in Vegas to be able to do that. So now that it is here, try to take that opportunity. If you know that you have the day off, or you can get off a little earlier, or you know, whatever you could do, just come through. The shows last no more than maybe 2 hours of your time. 6 o'clock's usually the start time, usually out by 8. And it's just a great environment. We love to just hang out with everyone. February 5th, again, Boulder Station, Hacksaw Jim Duggan would be there. Also, if you happen to miss our live show, the following day at the FSW Snake Pit, you get to see both Hacksaw Jim Duggan and the Million Dollar Man Ted DiBiase. And the doors will open for that at 7:30. The show's going to start about 8:15. And they're going to just be telling wrestling stories. And I can only imagine just how entertaining that would be when you have both of them there telling stories, especially about each other, because one can maybe deny that, and you know, the other one would be saying, nope, that did happen. And I don't know, maybe one or the other may get embarrassed, you know, maybe someone will lie, maybe someone will tell the truth, who knows. It'll be great, though. Wrestling stories in general are just always great to hear, which is why we also have the podcast. We do interviews. We love when we hear the stories. FSW Snake Pit, February 6th. That's that Thursday. It's the next day after our live event. The doors open at 7:30. Show at 8:15. I believe there might be a small price to get in. I don't have details on what that would be, but it's nothing outrageous. But definitely just come. And I think they're going to also have a lot of their a lot of things to sell as well. Shirts, you know, other goodies that they want to promote. It'll be there as well. So, you know, just bring a little bit of your, some of your change you got, your loose change, or for all your big ballers, you know, bring all your money and your money clips, and just come and enjoy a great show. Wrestling stories again at the FSW Snake Pit. That's the next day. And again, I know they're going to be around that Friday as well. They may even be around Tuesday. I think they're doing something on Saturday. We're going to have everything again up on our IG and our Facebook and Twitter. And if we miss something, you can always go on their social media as well. And yeah, and you should be able to find it. All right. So that was pretty much it. Just a quick little podcast. We got a chance to hear what's going on out there in the Jericho Cruise. We know what's going to be here in about 2 weeks in Vegas. We always just want to thank everyone for listening and just being one of our listeners as we continue to try to grow our podcast. We are no Dave Meltzer. We're not breaking news at all. If anything, we're just an entertainment enjoyment for when you're looking for a good laugh, or maybe you want to disagree with someone. Maybe you want to agree with someone. I mean, when you have three people or five people on mics, you're always going to be able to side with some and not side with others. So, you know, that's what's great to have a good podcast like that is, you know, you get a chance to take your sides and get different opinions. Also, we also love when you let us know different things you want us to talk about. So you can also post on our social media what things you like for us to talk about. And you'd be surprised how many times we just pick things that people mention and we say, hey, let's just talk about that. And, you know, we have fun with it. So with that, again, thank you much. Hopefully we'll see you in about 2 weeks. We do have another podcast that'll be out. Should be out maybe by the end of the week, if not definitely by the beginning. So just stay tuned. And with that, thank you for being a listener with us. All right, I'm DJ Impact, and I'll talk to you next time. Peace.
Hacksaw Jim Duggan, Million Dollar Man. You want to see them down at the FSW, give me a hell yeah, because they'll be telling road stories on February 6th, and you don't want to miss it. And that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold said so.
Vegas Bad Boys of Podcasting.